which is out to help support all the workers in that here.
Yeah. Are you a worker of the offshore oil and gas industry here?
I am, yes. Yeah.
How concerned are you about all this?
Oh, very concerned. This is, you know, a crucial part of the economy here in Newfoundland, and all the jobs and families and everything that are supported by the oil and gas here. It's, you know, we got to help get this back together. We can't just let it slip by. And I mean, it's been here, and you know, it's crucial. It's majorly crucial to a lot of families and a lot of income.
What would you like to see from government? What more?
Support, support, support. It's got to get this project back and get it going where it needs to be.
What's your level of optimism for that right now?
Hopefully it will work. I mean, we got to do whatever we can and get this back.
What happens if it's canceled? What are your options?
Oh, I mean, work is work. You got to continue on. There's no two ways about it. So, you know, like any other Newfoundlander, a hard worker. So we just got to stick to our guns and just keep going.
Will you stay in this province, do you think?
Probably not. This province right now is in dire straits. And things got to pick up. So, I mean, right now, if this work is not continuing, then you got to look elsewhere.
Work with the software company, Radiant 360.
So you're like a support industry.
Yeah, we're a support industry.
So how hopeful are you that, you know, a resolution can be met?
Extremely hopeful. It's important to our business to survive. Very important.
And are you the type of person who often rallies at protests?
No, this is my first. This is the very first time I've ever been at a rally. So I'm excited and I hope it's impactful.
What will it mean to you if this project doesn't, you know, go further?
I'm scared to know, actually, but it could be bad. So I just hope it is impactful.
Do you think government could be doing more or offering more to ensure the life of this project?
I think so. I think that's why we're here. You know, I think we're here to prove a point, and hopefully it's gonna wholly work.
I'm out of a job.
Are you one of the laid off workers?
I am so, yeah.
How have you been getting by?
Well, not really good. I've pretty much got all my savings spent trying to keep my house afloat. So, you know, it's not a good scene.
When you hear the premier saying, you know, this is private companies that will make this decision, what runs through your mind?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty there, I guess. I mean, we really don't know what's going to happen. And that's why we're all here, to try to figure out what's going on and see if we can get this rig back to work.
How long have you been laid off?
Since last October.
This has been a tough go.
It has been a tough go, yeah.
If this project is shelved, what are your options?
My options is to probably retrain, probably do something else if I could. But other than that, either sell my house and move away.
And how hopeful are you that a resolution can be met?
Very hopeful. They should always go with the oil and gas. Sharon always been bringing money into the government now for 20 years, not taking away. So they got another 10 years, they should go for it.
Are you the worker in your family, or are you supporting a family member?
It is, but I'm in the trades as well. And we're just finished off the West White Rose extension down in Marystown, and we should be able to keep going. This is our livelihood. So they should consider it again and take stake back in for the oil and gas and keep Terranova running.
What will it mean for you if the project is shelved for now or forever?
Well, it's going to mean a lot of people's going to leave the island. Where are we going? There's going to be a lot of people going back out of Alberta and out west. Bring the money out there instead of here.